Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for October 27th. The Lord is a present help. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalm 46:1. Do you know what a first responder is? There are teams of men and women who are trained to be able to come help in an emergency situation. They are supposed to be always ready in case there is an emergency nearby them. They practice and stay alert so that they can be the first people on the scene if there's a car accident or another kind of crisis where someone might be seriously hurt. They are trained to give medical help to people right after an accident so that they are taken care of until they can be taken to the hospital in an ambulance. We can be very thankful for first responders. Paramedics, firefighters, EMTs, and all kinds of people are trained to act in an emergency when people need help most desperately. If you call 911, someone will respond to your call for help. They'll come right away. They'll come as soon as they possibly can, and they will come faster than any other help can get there. But do you know what? They're not already there. Do you realize that God is always already there? The Bible says He is our refuge and strength, a very present help when we are in times of trouble. To be a present help is to be right there already. Even the fastest first responders can't reach you in an emergency faster than God can. He's already there because He's always present with us. What a comfort it is to know that God is always with us. Even when we have to wait for help, or if we just feel alone and need someone with us, God is already there. Are you living like you believe that God is a very present help in trouble? Because He is always with us, God is already there when we need Him. Do I feel worried or lonely when my friends and family aren't around me? Do I forget that I can trust God to be there for me when I need Him? How can I show in my own first responses that I'm trusting the Lord more than anyone or anything else? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for October 27th.